Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Good morning, family and friends. I hope you've had a good week so far. Thank you all for reaching out, checking on me. My foot is healing well, according to my doctor. I'll be out of work for another 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, let me just be truthful. Will I allow this to stop me? Heck no, you know me. I plan to be intentional this year by going after my goals. I'm asking you to hold me accountable. I had to say that because I know I can, you know, get past some of my peers. So, but this year I want you to hold me accountable. So I'll keep you informed, and we ask you to do the same. You can inbox us or email us at info@themorningglory.org, as we shared on last week when we had my bestie sitting right next to me today. She's back in her space in her room monitoring the board today. So you shout out to you, Kim and Sutter, today, and I'm looking forward to my co-host coming here. So we got to make sure that we get LaTanya in real soon before I just fall out over here. I need some help from her. Don't y'all feel me this morning? I hope so. I don't know about you, but I'm really, 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 really ready to hear from my girl. I heard from her last week, and if you missed that show, oh my goodness, she talked about some wonderful things about deliverance. Mm-hmm. Deliverance. Manifestation board opposed to a mind mapping. So go back and archive the show. When we come back, we gonna hear from my bestie because she is back in her room. All right, Kim, you ready to play some music? Because I can use some music and a cup of tea. We'll be right back.
Living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter. But I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains. We gon' walk it out and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day.
Thank you, Kim, for that selection. Yep, it's me. I'm back again, your host, Minister Kim. Are you an organized junkie but experience seasons when you are disorganized? Today, we have life balance coach and business consultant, Martha, returning to the show to discuss how to reset and get back on track. Welcome, Martha. It is exciting to have you back here on the show.
Thank you so much for having me back, Minister Kim. I appreciate you for coming through and pushing through your pain, and hope you are healing well and a speedy recovery to you for your fracture. I hope it's not too much trouble you taking your time coming out to the studio. I appreciate you for having me on your show.
Thank you so much, and it is never too much. You are an amazing woman, and I love to share the sun that is beaming on you with our listeners. They all family and friends, and I don't want to leave them out. Amen. So I'm grateful that you are here. I know that we like what, second or third month in the year, and sometimes we get unbalanced, right? Things become discombobulated. I know it does for me, especially for me right now. You know, I wasn't expecting to start out 2018 with a fractured foot. But God is good. All is well. And I'm not going to complain, right?
Right.
Not going to complain. We're just going to shift a little bit. So I said, I'm going to be intentional. So I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad you're going to help us out today, because I know, again, chaos can be really upsetting and frustrating, especially like me. I know I got CO. What's that? COP? What is that? When I'm just,
OCD.
I'm compulsive. Yeah, OCD. There we go. See, it's the medicine they gave me. So it's OCD, yes. And I'm like that. Everything needs to be organized. But at this state in my time, I'm not too organized right about now. And it becomes very frustrating. So I know that there are some that's listening right now. They might feel the same way. And I know you probably know, because you have a lot going on. You're doing so many amazing things that we're going to share with our family and friends today. So, Marsha, tell us, how can one get back on track during a rough season?
That is such a good way to start the conversation, because if getting back on track doesn't mean, or getting off track doesn't mean like that all hope is lost, right? Just because you get off track, life is about ups and downs. Life is about give and take. The struggle is real. It everybody, even me, who is an habitual organizer, I will track things. You get unfocused. There are distractions that are put into your life. You could prepare, and part of what I'm going to talk to you about is being prepared for those issues, for those places and times in your life where things don't go your way. And the first thing is to, number one, make sure you understand that you are not totally in control. God is in control first and foremost. And we make setting goals shouldn't be difficult. It shouldn't feel like another chore. It should just be an extension of your life. Once you understand and get clarity on who you are, what your values are, and use all of those things in order to help you set yourself up for success in the long run.
Oh, God. See, you help me, blessing me right now. I started thinking about that song. God is in control. You know that song? God is in control. I cannot sing. Kim was like, don't do it. She's looking at me, y'all. She like, don't do it. Yes. But there's a song out there that's, it's called God is in Control. And I believe that if we follow that principle and hold on to that, when those days when we become off balance, decentralized, that we go back and say, you know what, God, I am not in control. I guess this is what was planned for me. And just reset that button again.
Reset it.
You got to reset that button. You know how we do the alarm clock, right? You have that set. Time,
right.
And then when it goes off, would you press that button? Be like, nah.
The button. If you're in a season right now of confusion, if you're in a season right now of complications, if you're in a season right now of doubt, of fear, it's time to hit that reset button and get on the good foot, get on the right track, and set some amazing goals that are in alignment with your lifestyle, the lifestyle you want to live. I spoke the other day at a conference where I talked about what type of person are you? What type of legacy are you living? I did an interview with Kim recently where we talked about the conscious versus unconscious legacy that you leave behind. And all of that has everything to do with how you set your goals, how you organize and structure your life so that you can continue to live and feel balanced, even on an off day. Even on an off day, you should look back and reflect on what went wrong, what went right, what went your way, what didn't go your way, and say, you know what? I wasn't in control, so that went how it should have went. This is the lessons that God wants you to understand. These are the things. Let me learn from the experiences I am going, right? So one of the things that I do with my clients, and as I'm working with women in finding structure and giving them that balanced feeling, is self-reflection. And the first thing I say is, let's identify those possible things those inner and outermost things that are either opportunities, threats. So I call it, it's called the SWOT analysis. So I run through a SWOT analysis with you to make you identify the strengths, your weakness, opportunities, and threats that can help or hinder you in reaching your goals. So that you know, I'm an OCD person. I'm structured in that way. So I know things have to be organized. Or you know, I am not an organized person. So I know I need to get assistance to help me become organized. It's all about finding resources, finding support, and building a roadmap to help you maintain balance in your life.
I love what the SWOT analyst, because me as a therapist myself, I believe in self-reflecting. I believe in helping someone assess themselves. You know, I call it the evaluation process. And in that, you look at the strengths, you know, the challenges. And sometimes the things that you really didn't think was there, like I call it the blind spot, but it'll come up every now and then in that conversation that you'll have with someone. And one of the things that I had to learn is about me having OCD. Like, why do I like everything in order, in place, that I have to have this routine in my life? And I remember years ago when someone said to me, you just like to be in control. Mm-hmm. And I had to assess what they said. No, I don't have a problem, you know, stepping back. I don't. But for me to operate and function in an environment, I'm a visual learner. So I can be able to walk into an environment and pinpoint like 10 or 15 different things at one time and assess whether I want to be there or not, what needs to be moved, what needs, you know, I do that. And I could thrive better. If I go in an environment that's chaotic, I can't find my way through it. I feel like I'm blinded.
You can't function. And most people, I mean, studies out there will show that people, most successful people are organized people. They don't live amongst clutter. They don't surround themselves with clutter. And it's really they're not necessarily OCD. I have that, and I had to learn to let go because now I have a toddler. He's 3, so the OCD, I had to talk my
mind. Yes.
Moving some of those behaviors. I would sleep around my desk. I'm like, oh, wait, a crumb fell. Let me pick it up. I was really bad with it, and now I had to realize that you're not in control, and you know what? Sometimes some things are okay, but living surrounded by mess, you will never get the clarity you need in order to make informed decisions, in order to make the right decisions that will impact not only you personally but professionally. It's important that, especially if you're in corporate America and you're working in an office and you have projects and deadlines and work, but your desk is a mess. What happens when you have a last-minute change? That blind side, like you mentioned, shows up, and it throws you a curveball, and they need that important last-minute, you know, support. And yet you are such a mess, you can't deliver your job. And that tends to put you in the back of the room. It doesn't move you forward in order to help you propel and move your career advancement. So it's very important that I think that people maintain clarity, whether it is in the spiritual sense, mentally, or in their environment. It's very important to be clear and uncluttered in your life.
Absolutely. I totally agree, and I hope this is helping someone today. If you are living in clutter, whether it's at home or at work, here is the time to get the necessary information to help you. Because if you're doing mind map, vision board, deliver manifestation board, if you're setting goals or, you know, this is what I need to do at a certain time, and you have these timelines, if clutter is around you, it is going to be impossible for you to get your goals accomplished. And in this year, my theme word is intentional, and I'm sharing it, I'm spreading it, and I'm planting that seed out there because I want to see you succeed. I want you to come up and above and beyond and be able to do what God has called you to do. So one of the first things you got to do today is look around, take that self-examination, because it starts with you and it's going to end with you. You are the most important person in your plan. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio. Our girl Marsha is in the building, and she's going to help us get organized because we're going to make it happen. We'll be back.
Saturday, March 10, 2018, at the Highest Place in Garden City, New York, Flow C Inc. Corporate Event Professionals presents Is Just My Flow Workshop Event. If you have a passion to enter the event industry, become an entrepreneur or a business owner, or simply hit a crossroad asking yourself, what's next? Well, this event is for you. Our team of professional speakers are ready and eager to provide the key tools that you will need to be able to identify, believe, invest, master, and operate in your own unique flow. Register today at Eventbrite by typing in It's Just My Flow. For more information, contact Flo Schermerfont at 516-468-0963 or go to the website www.flocinc.com. See you there.
Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're talking about, are you an organized junkie but experience seasons when you are disorganized? Marsha's here, which is the life balance coach. The life balance coach. I love you. I love your title. I love your gift, because a lot of times we don't feel like we need that balance that we can do everything. You know, we got peace here, peace there, peace that will make us whole, but we have to have balance in our life. The first thing that you mentioned was about getting that self-reflection and having that SWAG analysis being done to find out your strengths and, you know, what could be possible. So when working with clients, do you find that sometimes that our goals are not unrealistic, but for that moment there is necessary work to be put towards it to make it realistic, if you know what, you understand what I'm saying? Because I believe anything is possible or not. So I don't want people to get misconstrued with that. But I think sometimes we, you know, we embellish, I exaggerate. I just want to make sure I'm using the right word here.
You are. And what I say is people are envisioning the big picture too much.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They're not taking. So what I do when I do sit with my clients, we take that big goal, that big picture, and we work together to, and then you could use a mind map, you could use the manifestation board, whatever you choose to use, the SMART goal process and or action plan document, anything that you use, you take that big goal, that huge vision you have, and you break it down into small achievable goals that ultimately get you to where you're going, right? So when we look at the end goal, let's take a degree. A lot of people often look at a four-year degree and thinking about going to college right now, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'm too old. 4 years is too long for me to go to school to get a degree. But before you know it, hello, we're already in February, March. The half the quarter, a full quarter is almost gone. And we just celebrated the new year. We just had the holidays, and this year is flying by. Before you know it, those 4 years are going to go by. Instead of thinking to yourself, I got 4 years before I can attain a degree, why don't you say to yourself, you know what, for the next year, I commit to 24 credits. That'll put me towards my degree. Think about this next coming quarter, this next coming semester that's in school. I could get 12 credits this block of time. Realistically, that will get me towards the big picture of one day having a master's degree or a bachelor's degree, whatever it is. You look to the here and now. We have to learn to live in the moment and learn to process things in the space and time that we're living in, right?
Yes. Ooh, girl, I feel like I'm in a session right about now. Open somebody. Living in the here and now. OMG. I don't want to be a therapist today, y'all. I'm trying to hold back. See, I know how to step back. I know how to sit. This is true. You are definitely on point. I don't know if you have room for more clients, but I'm telling y'all, if you are in that rough season and you need a life balance coach, we got one for you, because you definitely need it. I kid you not. One of the things that I find in, you know, new entrepreneurs, or even like you said, that student that's about to graduate and want to go to college, or even get a mother who now, you know, her children are up in age, and so let me go get that master's. No, they want me. I can do this on my own. You need teamwork. You need that mentor. You need that coach. You need someone that's going to help you filter out all these thoughts, get it down on paper, and then execute. And I like that here and now, because what I think people find about coaches and mentors and, you know, even spiritual parents is that, oh, they're going to critique me. They're going to tell me not to do it now. No, they just tell you the truth.
Right.
They just tell you the truth, and you have to be open for it.
What I found with my clients, so I'm a life balance coach and business consultant and coach, and so I normally get women who come to me that are entrepreneurs that feel like that maybe their business is not doing well because they need some type of business support and business help. But when we get down in our first session, we go through the full analysis of who you are and where you are. And I need to understand you on a personal level and a professional level. Understand that your personal self and the goals that you're setting yourself. People don't, a lot of entrepreneurs don't set personal goals. And because of that, though, their personal self are not in alignment with their business self. So there's no cohesion, and there is no clarity into, okay, what I need to do for my day, for my life, versus what I'm doing for my business. So the things that you do on a personal level to including your family. So we do an exercise where I say, who are the closest people that we can't get rid of? Some people we can't get rid of. You know? So who are they? And how can we bring them into this process? We need to have dinner on the table at a certain time most of the days. Let's talk to the family and find out what are our favorite meals outside of me cooking. Because we're going to have a nice little list on the board here of who to call when mommy has to work late, when mommy has to work overtime. So you set up systems that incorporate your personal and professional life to help you reach your goals. Everybody has to be in. The people that you can't get rid of, there's some people we can't get rid of, our children. But even my 3-year-old son, he's part of the business. He knows my book. He sees pictures. He's like, Mommy, are you working on the computer? You have a conference. Okay, I'm going to go play on that side, right? So he's part of my business. It's important that you talk to your family and let them know. And sometimes they might not receive it. They might not believe in it. But you're going to convince them that this is what's happening and they got to get on board, right? You have to let them know you're serious.
Right. And I think the key thing is that communication. Thank you so much, Ari. That key thing is communicating, conveying to that individual, especially the ones that you love, the ones that are close to you, what you're about to do. Because that's a dynamic change.
Yes. Very material. I have a friend, he's not a friend, he's a former client, who his wife, he never brought her into, he had a life coach. He was changing his mindset to be more positive, but he didn't bring her into the conversation. He didn't tell her openly what the transformation that he is going through and how she needs to support it. So she made fun of him. She didn't understand the process.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She didn't allow him to go through it with full support. So what he would do was he would sneak and do his readings and his journaling and his goal setting and his planner and reading his affirmations. He did that on his own when no one was looking. And you'll never win. And I had to teach him that without her full support, you will always live a double life. You will be in fear to openly receive the newness in the transformation that's happening in your life. So he has to make a shift. And it's usually not the man who goes through this, it's usually the woman. In this particular case, it was a man. And I had to, he had to have the conversation, and it changed his life. Bringing her in and having her understand that I personally am going through a transformation that you need to support me in. And after that conversation was had and she was brought in his business, skyrocketed.
Awesome.
Because his mentality was fixed. He was broken. Mm. Although he was doing the work for himself and reading his affirmations and he was going through the action plans and taking the proper steps to stay and in that mindset to succeed, until he brought her in and openly discussed with her what was going on, it wasn't changing. But after that, it was just an amazing thing to see.
And that is truly amazing, like you said. And those are the key things about that coach, right? That the coach can show the individual that blind spot, because that was his blind spot. He didn't realize the essence of bringing his partner in, because they are one, and he was trying to do something on his own. And once he opened up that being receptive, then it worked, and that's what it's all about. And he brought a point up about being, you know, the life balance coach and the business consultant. But we also want to talk to me, come back, because I know you have some awesome things that are happening, and we definitely want to get our family and friends on board here on Voices of Hope. So we definitely want to talk to just that stay-home mom, that dad, that's not an entrepreneur, but he is the regular Joe that goes to work 9 to 5 and come home. We want to talk to you. We want to talk to you, family, out there, because guess what? You, too, have to get rid of some stuff for 2018 to happen for you. I am praying for you. So we'll be back on Voices of Hope with Marsha. We'll be back.
The angels were joining in crying, holy, holy,
yeah.
I will sing the song of the Lord. The angels were joining in crying, holy,
holy,
holy. I will sing the song of the Lord. The angels were joining in crying, holy,
holy,
yeah. I will sing the song of the Lord. The angels were joining in crying, holy, let's go.
Peace and blessings. My name is Valtisha, and I am the Passion Pusher and MVP of Equanimity NYC. As an advocate for happiness, health, and wellness, I strongly believe in the power of self-care and I am so excited to invite you to join us for Sip and Spa with Equanimity. Saturday, May 12th, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the 5th Avenue, Washington Square Park area. You will be greeted with beautiful decor and the healing scents of therapeutic-grade essential oils. You will receive aromatherapy, massage, live spoken word poetry, wine, food, music, and elevated energy. Vendors are welcome. Sponsors are needed for gift bags. Call 929-350-1546. Send us an email at equanimityfornyc@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at MVP Equanimity NYC. Peace awaits you.
With us today is Life Balance Coach and Business Consultant Marsha, who just shared with us some imperative information concerning our life to help us get back on track. She talked about doing that self-analysis, right, and making sure that you are looking within yourself. You got to be honest and living in the here and now. I love that when she talked about the here and now. She took me back to class. Okay, Marsha. So we talked about even her experience working with one of her clients and how he had a blind spot and just taking her suggestion, it all turned out well. So we want to talk to you, the stay-home mom. We want to talk to Joe, who's 9 to 5, because we want everyone to be included and being intentional. Yeah, I'm bringing y'all on board with me, my family and friends. So, Marsha, I know that you have a few things that are going on. So let's talk about having us as a whole working and trying to balance our life, whether we have our own business or not, but just having us. We have children. We have other commitments, church commitments, just personal stuff. Like you said, we got to include ourselves too, personal time for ourselves. So is there some type of guideline that you may have for us that we can be on one accord?
I do have a planner. I have many things that you could use to help you and guide you through your goal-setting process. I did develop a planner called Plan, Pray, Prosper. It is a weekly planner that includes devotionals, monthly prayer focus, weekly scripture. It allows you to journal sort of your devotion to God as well as your goals. Mm-hmm. There's areas in there for you also to kind of put in your schedule, because as the busy people that we are, it's very important in my practice that I have my clients write down the things that they're doing. I needed a planner that allowed me to kind of spend time with God every day in prayer, where I could be intentional with my goals and setting my goals. So that's what the planner does for the people that I know have been using it and for myself.
So awesome.
It's called a proper planner.
Okay, so the plan, prayer, and pastor planner. This is something that we need to get, and I know some of you are saying, well, I already bought a planner, but this is a special planner because it has different sections that you can be able to put down some of the things that you plan to do on a daily basis. You've got out some time for God. Again, one of the things that I will reiterate throughout this show, how important it is for you to have a prayer life. Being a believer without prayer is not going to cut it any longer. Prayer is essential for your life, for the growth and development, for your personal and your spiritual, and for you to prosper. If you want to prosper, you definitely got to put God, because He is the center, He is the nucleus of your life, and He is in control. One of the things, going back to what you said earlier, if you missed it, you are not in control over your life. As much as you think that you are, you're not. God is in control, He is in control. So I definitely want us to get our plan, prayer, and prosper planners. Yep, we're going to get one. And for those who are willing to be a part, I'm going to connect with Marsha. We're going to make sure that you get it, and we're going to come back. And we're going to work this together. We're going to make this happen because I want to see you prospering. You also have an upcoming event in October, and I'm so excited. Ooh, girl.
Yeah. Woo. Thank you.
I'm excited. Yeah, so please share with our audience what's happening in October.
So this year we're celebrating our fifth anniversary for our Women on the Rise Forum and Expo. It's our fifth annual expo, and we are so excited to bring you guys the best speakers, the best tools and resources for workshop. If you are an entrepreneur, if you're a career professional, we're going to have career and business development workshops, panels. We have just announced our celebrity host for this year's conference will be none other than Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. We're so pleased and fortunate to have Dr. Grant serve as our mistress of ceremony. And we also have been blessed to get to have Brashan Shaw, international speaker. You may have seen her on OWN Network. You may see her on Good Morning America. She's a well-known international motivational speaker. She will be there to help empower us to live our best lives. She is a warrior. Her platform is called Warrior. You are a warrior. And we're so excited to have them for this. We have grown into a new, larger space. We're going to be at the LaGuardia Plaza Hotel this year. We are growing by leaps and bounds, and we hope to have you guys all there. And thank you, Kim, for all your support, and Kim, for all that you have done for us and Women on the Rise.
You are so welcome. I'm excited for, again, I told you, you're shining. There's a light on you. And what I love about you is that you don't mind sharing the light, that spotlight with others and helping them obtain a purpose, because we definitely have purpose. There is no accident while you're here. So definitely save the dates. It's a Friday and Saturday, October 19th through the 20th, right here in New York for all my New York fans. And if you want to stay, guess what? We will definitely help you with some hotel rooms, because there's definitely hotels in that area and you get reasonable prices. All right, so it's called Women on the Rise, their fifth annual forum, and I'm so excited. Congratulations to you. And I love the thing, Together We Rise, again, being selfless. So thank you so much, Marsha, for being with us once again. You definitely got to come back. Let's see if we can get you back here with your celebrity host and your keynote speaker. How about that?
That would be awesome. It would be, I will get them together, and we would love to come share with your listeners and your friends and family all about what the exciting things we're going to do for this year, our fifth annual event.
Yes, let's make it work. Kim is like, yes, with a thumbs up. I'll get to do this. Kim, she's like, yes, let's make it work. We're going to make it work. We're going to have it so that you can hear, if you've never heard Dr. Stacey M.C. Grant or Marshall Shaw, I can bet that you will not be wasting your time that Saturday morning, because these young ladies are powerful and they give because they believe in you. So I'm excited that you were able to stop them in their tracks for a day, because they're on the go and they found it worthy to stop and come to New York and be a part of this awesome upcoming event in October. So save the date. October 19th to the 20th. Thank you so much, Marsha. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. God bless you, too, and to your friends and family listening. God bless you all. Hope to see you guys in October.
Yes, you will. God bless you. Take care.
So, bye-bye.
OMG, I had such an amazing time. She's just an amazing individual doing amazing things here in New York and throughout the tri-state. So please don't forget October. October 19th and the 20th right here in New York. We are going to rise together. So we talked about organizing yourself. We set that button, right? Do what you need to do. And we're going to definitely get those planners out to you as soon as possible. Coming up next is our girl, Kim, right here on Voices of Hope Radio. Here's what's happening. We'll be back.
What's going on, family? What's up, what's up? Good morning, family. Listen, this is Radio Angel, and you're in that section where we talk about what's going on in your community, what's going on in my community, what's going on in the community. Hey, listen, if you got something going on in your community and you wanted to get blasted out internationally, hey, send us an email. Make sure you give us all the details of your event, and we will advertise it right here on the radio. Absolutely what? Free. So make sure you touch bases with us so that we can tell our community that is actually globally about your event. So just drop us an email at info@themorningglory.org. themorningglory.org. Hey, everybody, it is great to be here this morning. Just got a couple of things that's going on in the community. So these things are a little far out, but make sure you mark your calendar for March 24th. Listen to me, March 24th. What's happening? Well, Lady Love Diamond NYC, they're having their second annual Queens and Kings event. Listen, I was actually an vendor at this event last year, and it was dynamite. The food was good. The service was good because they have all these different spa corners that you go to. Get your hands done, get your feet done, get your nails done, get your hair done. They had all these little spots and stuff. And then they had this really great panel that was awesome. I enjoyed myself so much. So make sure you mark your calendar. Lady Diamonds with an S, of New York City. They're having their event March 24th. Mark your calendars. Everything starts at 12 p.m. It's happening at the Harvest Room, located at 90-40 160th Street, Jamaica, New York. Listen, if you need some more information and you want to pick up your tickets, make sure you call this number, 917-543-1904. Listen, I'm going to give it to you one more time. 917-543. Oh, I like that. 9104. Oh, wait a minute. I think I might have said that wrong. That was 917-543-1904. Okay, I was there. I had such a great time while I was there last year as a vendor, and I'm actually considering being a vendor there again this year. So everybody mark your calendars again for May 12th. May 12th, Sip and Spa. Listen, this is being brought to you by Valtisha Parker. Listen, this young lady is dynamic. I mean, unbelievably dynamic. She's actually one of my business partners as well. So she's having her Sip and Spa, and she's having all these different things, different spa corners that you can go to, relax, get some information, get some really great products. It's going to be a really great event. Listen, if you want more information, mark your calendars first. That's May 12th, starting at 4 p.m. ending at 9 p.m. Great Mother's Day gift. Great Mother's Day gift. That, can I say that again? Great Mother's Day gift. So, for Sip and Spa All Day Wellness, you can call this number and you can get more information, 929-350-1546. I'm going to say one more time, 929-350-1546. That's taking place here in New York City, too. Woohoo! Do, 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 do. All right, all right, all right. We have partnered up with Women on the Rise. Women on the Rise. We have partnered up with them for an event that they're hosting. This is their fifth annual Together We Rise. That's going to take place in October. In October, October 19th through the 20th. 19th through the 20th. And guess who's going to be the celebrity host there? That's right, our very own Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. And this is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. This event is actually going to be 2 days. It's actually going to be 2 days. So listen, this flyer for this is on our website. So it's important for you to mark this on your calendar, October 19th through the 20th, and get your tickets as soon as possible. Okay, family, okay, family, I have another event. Super excited about this event. Woohoo! It's a workshop and it's being hosted by my very own friend, Flossie. And it's taking place on March 10th, 2018. It starts at 12 p.m. and ends at 4 p.m. Listen, there's going to be a lot of information that's going to be given out at this event, okay? Now, I know you already heard the advertisement for it, so I don't really have to go into details because you already know. It's just my flow. That's her theme. That's her, what do you call it, her tagline. That's just my flow. That's the name of the workshop as well. Listen, grab your young people, okay? Grab your young people because you're going to want to have them in this place. They're going to be giving information that will change your life. Things that you need to know, you need to understand, you need to acknowledge that your flow is unique and priceless. Do you hear me? You will invest your time that you need to master your flow. You can operate effectively. Do you hear me? Effectively. This is what you're going to learn how to do. Okay, because some of us are just, we just operating on the wrong side of the road. But just my flow with my homegirl, Flossie, is going to bring you back to where you need to be. So listen, I need you to contact her. I'm looking at this flyer, and you know I got to put my glasses on. At 516-468-0963. I'm going to say that one more time because, you know, I gotta enlarge my screen here. You know, I'm looking at the flyer, but my eyes is kind of small. So that's 516-468-0963. Tell her you heard it right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. You know I'm wrong right there, family, right? I'm wrong right there because that we didn't cut our name down to Voices of Hope, and I'm over here talking about the International Voices of Hope. That was wrong right there. But, hey, you already know we got to stay where our roots are. Listen, family, I just want to remind each and every one of you that we do have a prayer line, Breakfast for Your Soul. Meet us on the line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Telephone number is 641-715-3630. And the code to get in is 1003997#. Meet Minister Kim and the family there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 o'clock to 6:30 Eastern Standard. And for all the mommies in the house, we have Praying Moms, Prayer Line, and Bible Study. This takes place every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 218-862-9377. And the access number is #874#. Listen, family, it was always great to share with you what's going on in the community. Just remember to mark those calendars. Make sure you mark those calendars. Make sure you mark your calendar and actually hit your alarm to meet us on the prayer line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or come on every Monday. So everybody, family, make sure you drop us a line. Tell us what's going on in your community at info@themorningglory.org. Themorningglory.org. Hey, listen, all this time I got it right. Yay! Give me a high five. High five. Pump up the fist. Everybody have an amazing Saturday, and we see you back here next week.
Family, are you ready for some real talk behind the collar with real people and real issues? Yes, I'm pulling off my collar today so that we can have this conversation because I feel that this is essential. I know earlier we had my bestie on, and one of the things that I said my desire is to focus on my family. So oftentimes we keep the collar on, but when I come home, my collar is off. I'm just Kim. I'm just wifey. I'm just cousin. Amen. So I want to talk about something that's key. We're definitely going to have some more conversations in this segment. So please, please, please make sure that you tune in every first and third Saturday of the month so you can get real talk behind the collar. Life insurance is a simple answer to a very difficult question. How will your family manage financially when you die? Is a subject no one really wants to think about, not even the church. But we are not the church, and today I take off my collar and speak to you candidly. Only 64% of Americans have any coverage, and it's declining from 72 since 2013. Wow. It is declining, y'all, since 2013. We in 2018. Why are the numbers decreasing? I believe it's because we place little value on ourselves and our families. Like I said, one of the things I had to look at me was that because of the various hats and the obligations that I've committed to, guess what was lacking? The role in the house. Me as the wife, as the cousin, or even as a friend, I was spending more time doing those commitments. And the first commitment is family, right? We feel what we can do today can be put off until tomorrow. And that's what we say, oh, we can do that tomorrow. Oh, baby, we'll do that tomorrow. And then tomorrow never comes. How many family and friends you know lose a loved one and planning their home-going service has been a struggle? 2017, I have seen, I've been a witness, the families reaching out to other loved ones to help pay the funeral arrangements because there was nothing in place, nothing at all. So we need to put things in place. This needs to be a table conversation, not every time we come together, but as much as possible, because we don't have no insurance. And if you do have insurance, is it active or have you allowed it to lapse? How much is it? Is it something that your parents got, you know, when they were much younger? So the value might have depreciated. Maybe they have taken out loans. It's a whole lot of things that we have to explore when we come to our life insurance. But this is why we're here behind the collar today, so that we can really talk to our loved ones and say, hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, my children, this is what I do have. And let the children see so they can understand the importance of having a life insurance, okay? So we have to stop to start putting off our houses so that we can get things in order in our house. That's what happens. We have to stop to start putting our house in order. Stop everything that you are doing, everything that you have put before your family, and refocus, right? Go back to that core and say, hey, you are important to me. Let's sit down and have these conversations. Even schedule time with them to have these conversations and tell them to leave the phones in their room, because oftentimes you have family dinners and guess what? The phone and the tablets are there and no one's having no conversation. not in 2018. You want to have the conversations in 2018. These things are key. Even in 2017, when we were talking about fires and people having to leave out of their homes and all their personal documents were misplaced, like they got burned up, you know? So how do we retrieve all that? It's hard to get your birth certificate. It's hard to get your social security card if you have no identification. So all these things are important that we need to plan and prevent from happening for us losing what we've been working so hard to do. We have experts joining us during our segment to help with any questions you may have. Families, get your house in order by protecting your loved ones. What are you protecting them from? The stresses with planning a home going service. Managing their life after you are gone. That's what you are protecting them from. Let me explain something to you. One of the key factors of us being sick, leaving this earth early, is stress. Because stress begins to formulate in our bodies, and guess what? It attacks our vital organs, it attacks our tissues and our muscles, and we have all these other aches and pains and all these illnesses that sometimes the doctors don't even, you know, they don't even know what it is, so they just give you any type of medication. That's why I like what Kim says, I want to be more plant-based, 80%, because that's natural, right? So these are the things that we have to know about, but if we have things in order, guess what? Dealing with that loss, dealing with grief, which is stages of grief, then you will be able to handle the way that your loved one wants to be laid to rest. And that's important, too. Like, Cat Mom, you know, you're passing, how would you be laid to rest? You know, you want to be cremated? You know, what's your favorite color? What do you want to wear? You know, how you want your eulogy? It's important to have these conversations. It sounds morbid, but guess what? That is part of life. We all have to go sometime, but you want to be prepared. And I know, you can't pay so much. Yes, you're going to have to deal with your feelings. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you have those documents so that you can reach out to those agencies and get the ball rolling. Amen? All right. That is me, Minister Kim, your girl, Real Talk behind the collar today. Don't forget, check us out every first and third Saturday of the month. And please let us know if we can help you with formulating or reviewing your life insurance policy. I love you. We'll be back on Voices of Hope with our prayer corner. We'll be back. We turn our hearts to God. Father, I know that you have created us with a purpose and a plan. I know it is your desire for us to have a life filled with joy, purpose, and victory. Help us today to fulfill the destiny you have planned for our lives. Help us to live an obedient life by guiding us and prioritizing and properly placing our hearts on you. Help us to abstain that balance in all areas of our lives. Examine our hearts and show us where we are out of balance. Help us to focus on the things that are most important and keep us from distracting things that will steal our time and our attention. Protect us from the things that try to keep us from reaching our goals and achieving the dreams that you have placed in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Join our 30 minutes of prayer each week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. You can call 641-715-3630, and the access code is 1003997#. And remember, you can always leave us a prayer or a testimony at info@themorningglory.org. We'll be back.
What's up, everybody? I'm your man, Norris J. And right now, I want to start a movement, an INJ movement. You see, in this day and age, our world, NJ. Our universities, NJ. Our youth, NJ. Our government, NJ. INJ. I need Jesus. So when you wake up in the morning, say ING. When you're at work, say ING. Wherever you are and you feel like you need Jesus, say ING. And remember, ING, UNJ, we all NJ. You heard it from NJ.
Yes, it's that time again. It is time for us to say till next time. I never like to say bye because I want to see you next week. We had an awesome time with you today. We certainly did, especially with our guest, Marsha, that returned and gave us a nugget about how to reset that button. We hope that you had an awesome time getting the information. And don't forget to save those dates that we shared earlier, her event and all the other things that Kim has shared during our Here's to What's Happening segment. Remember to connect with us on our social media sites and join our birthday club for exciting gifts. Until next time, stay hopeful, keep the faith, and spread the love. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.